Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
If there's a rumor going on around you and you know it's out there, but it's too big for you to touch everybody, you call us. We put it out right now. Okay, Lindsay, go ahead. Use us. Let us help you.
Okay.
All right. So there's a rumor swirling about you right now and you need to clear the air.
Well, it's just, I mean, there was a letter that was written to my work, to human resources and to all my big bosses and stuff, saying that me and my boyfriend were doing dirty, nasty things in the parking lot. And
were you?
That we, no, God, no.
All right.
Maybe in the Walmart parking lot next door, but not there.
Well, I mean, and there's your clarification.
Right.
You got to be in the mood.
Right, but I mean.
Walmart. That'll do it.
It was next door. You know, we were trying to keep our relationship quiet just for that reason, because we weren't trying to let everybody know, because once everybody at work knows, it's just like high school.
Mm-hmm.
Rumor gets around, and it starts ruining your relationship. So we were trying to keep our relationship on the down low, and yeah, somebody wrote an anonymous letter, and if it really was that big of a deal saying they were offended, then why would they write it anonymously? Why don't they just come out and let everybody know who it was?
So are you saying now that it's absolutely false and there was nothing going on between...
Oh, I mean, there's stuff going on with my boyfriend, but not in the Lexus parking lot, you know? We would never do anything. He's very respected at the dealership, and nobody would ever... He would never let anything like that happen, and I wouldn't let anything like that happen. I just started the job there, and I'm not trying to make a bad name for myself as it is, much less for him.
But you did go next door to the Walmart.
We never did anything in the Walmart parking lot. We maybe kissed a little bit, but, I mean, I'm not a public. I don't like display of affection publicly anyway. So.
Even in a Walmart parking lot?
It's hard to resist.
In the Walmart parking lot.
There's a weird gravitational pull.
Do what?
There's a weird gravitational pull as soon as you pull into that parking lot at the Walmart. And you have to fight it. You got to fight it.
We had our spot we'd meet up at. But yeah, the letter said stuff like I would come back from lunch with stains on my shirt and said in parentheses something about yummy, yummy. And
what?
Yeah, it was extremely embarrassing. And then there was more than just me and him called into the office because there were other people's names involved.
Okay, so you want to publicly let everybody at Lexus know, look, stop talking right now that me and the boyfriend weren't doing anything in the parking lot.
Exactly.
They now know.
Thank you.
All right,
your name has been cleared.
Do what?
Says your name has been cleared.
Oh, thanks, you guys.
Bye-bye. Yeah.
Yummy.
Bye.
Stained shirt. Yummy, yummy.
I love this segment. Jill, good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
Good morning. Can I have the voices, guys, please?
Yes, you may.
Joe, you need a fake name?
I'm good.
Okay.
All right.
You're on the voices, guys.
Perfect.
Okay. A couple years ago, a friend of mine and I, we hung out a lot. And she actually owns a shop, a hairdressing shop in Ackworth. And she used to go around and hang around with Cobb County firemen and sleep around with them. Also married ones. Well, the rumor got around that it was me because she was trying to be all innocent. I'm here to say, and believe it or not, the rumor is still going around. It's been a couple years now, but I'm here to say that it was not me. It was her, And the Cobb County fireman who was involved with it knows who I'm talking about.
Well, if you're trying to clear your name, how it doesn't do you much good to be on The Voice Disguiser and use a fake name then, does it?
Well, I knew that you were going to say that, but Ackworth is so small that there's, I just don't want to get it all started again.
All right, so this mystery person did not sleep with a firefighter.
Correct. None of them had nothing to do with them. The other person did all of the
crime. Other person slept with the firefighter. Thank you for clearing that up.
Well, what if people think it's
just one firefighter, though? It was not at the same time.
Well, don't you think that a lot of people will believe that it's the other person that really was doing the sleeping around is now on The Voice Disguiser using a fake name?
Actually not. No. Because they know.
They know, Bert.
Okay.
Yes.
If you're in the know, now
you
know. All right.
Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
I would like to clear my fake name.
Say that.
If nobody minds. I'd like to use your airwaves. My not name is Jim, and my fake name is Jesse. Please put me on The Voice Disguiser. I would like to everyone know I did not do what I've been accused of doing. Someone else did it. Yeah. I can't go into detail about what was done. All I can say is North Georgia is a small place.
Thank you. You're clear.
And it was the other party. It was totally consensual. I'm not saying what it was, where we were, or when. But I didn't do it. Someone else did.
Good morning, bud. You're on Q100.
Named John Doe.
Who's in the library with the canister.
Right.
What's up, bud?
Hey, I just want to let my whole family on my dad's side know that I'm not the drug dealer they think I am. So,
dude, you totally are. Listen to you.
Well, he's dealing different drugs than they think he is. All right, so how did this whole rumor get started with you?
I don't know. I guess I'm just the black sheep of that side of the family. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't work for my dad. I just kind of do my own thing, you know. I work for myself, and everybody just feels like, you know, if I ain't doing what they think I should be doing, I'm doing something wrong.
So you've never dealt drugs before, and you want everybody in the house to know that?
Exactly.
Okay, what's your name?
Bud.
Okay, Bud.
Hey, Bud.
All right, your name has been cleared.
All right, I appreciate it.
Bye-bye. Hey, morning,
over,
Q100.
Over and out.
There's a reoccurring theme going on now. Hey, Lindsay.
Yeah, apparently. when I was actually at a restaurant the other night, and somebody they went to high school with walked up to me, and they were saying, they were like, hey, you know, what's going on? We were like catching up or whatever, and he looks at me and he goes, are you still dealing? And I was like, dealing what? He's like, you know, like, do you still smoke? And I was like, I've never smoked a day in my life. Smoke what? And like, I'm totally naive because I've never done anything. I don't even drink. And so he was like, you know, like Buzz, like, you know, do you still not? And I'm like, I was like, whoa, where'd you get that from? He's like, are you kidding me? He's like, in high school, you always dressed like a hippie. And in college, you kind of, you know, had that bohemian look. He's like, everybody knows that you used to deal. And I was like, just because I dressed that way means that I deal drugs. And it like became this thing. And I was like, are you kidding? I was like, who thinks that? They were like, the entire senior class of high school has always thought that you were like this major pothead and you have always had connections. And I was like, sorry to break it to you, friend, but I don't.
So did anybody ever come up to you going, hey, I know you got the good stuff,
actually in college it happened to me. I was on my way to English class and I kind of like passed it off like, oh, I must not be the person you think I am. Like, I'm not going to sit here and say I'm like the most innocent person on the planet, but I've never touched it. So I'm so naive to all of that. And I'm 26 years old. So I'm just kind of like, huh? Smoke what? I've never smoked cigarettes. And he's like, no, like, you know, like the good stuff.
That
I'm like, whoa, no.
So specifically, what community do you want to know that you have never dealt drugs?
Roswell.
All right.
It's so crazy. Lindsay, and it followed her to college.
Yeah, Lindsay, I think in a case like this, if you wanted to use your last name, you sure could do that. So it would be, I want Roswell to know that Lindsay blank.
Lindsay Martin.
Lindsay Martin is not selling drugs in Roswell.
She's never done drugs.
So Lindsay Martin's not selling drugs, and we're also supposed to believe the same thing about the guy named Bud.
Right. Her name has now been cleared. So
that's
in Roswell, just know, if you're going to Lindsay for the kind Bud, she doesn't have it. It's just not going to happen.
She's never done it.
Never done it.
She just dresses that way.
She's just a hippie.
She needs a t-shirt. I'm not a pothead. I just dress like one.
The Burt Show.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky. And I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you got to do is purchase a $10 coin pack. And guess what? They're going to give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild. And we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two forts of the British podcast No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.